I'm Chelsea.
I'm Emily.
And I'm Mike. And you're listening to Neighborhood Radio.
Hey guys, it's on. Have you guys heard of Neighborhood Radio?
I got the diaper station set up. What are you working on over here?
Well, the waitress told me that I could, like, put a bunch of little, like, socks and things over here. So I figure we could use those, I don't know, to, like, put on our hands. I don't really know. We'll just have to figure this out as we go.
Okay. I put the Tootsie Rolls in the diapers and melted them a little bit. Okay. I put some vodka in these bottles. Except for Mike. He has apple juice in his.
Good call.
Yeah, for real, I know. I also just, like, set up this, you know, pentagram station with some candles around it. Mm. Just in case anybody wanted to start, like, a seance or something. I'm not really sure what goes on at these things. But I just figured, like, if anybody was interested in summoning some demons or talking to Satan, our Dark Lord, like, that was cool with me, too. So,
I bought, like, a bunch of Binkies at Costco, and, like, honestly, I'm not sure. I hope nobody has any allergies, because, like, I saw a recall for them, but I took the Binkies, though, and I dipped them in just, like melted Jolly Ranchers, just so they're, like, fun to suck on, but I thought that could be, like, a fun, I don't know. About Binkies, okay?
Okay.
Sorry, I get stressed out.
It's okay. I think you're doing absolutely wonderful.
Thanks, Hannah.
You're welcome, Monica. I made some baby food, but I didn't, like, have anything good in the cabinets because we haven't gone grocery shopping in a while. So I just pureed up some Chex Mix, some flour, chipotle seasoning, and a couple raw eggs and, like, I pureed it up. And so it's just going to kind of be like baby food that we can, like, oh, let's feed the baby or something. I don't know. But does that sound cool?
That sounds good.
Oh, Frankie likes it.
Okay. Oh, my God. Oh, wait. Oh, I think I see him outside. Okay. All right, everybody. Everybody who's here at the party who hasn't talked yet, everybody get down.
Get down.
He's coming
in. Get down.
Okay? Get down. All right. Shh. Okay. Ready, guys?
Hello?
Surprise!
Oh, this isn't like one of those muggings.
Surprise,
dude. Surprise, dude.
Oh, my God, dude. Dude, you're pregnant.
Hey, Mike. Congratulations. What? This is your baby shower.
Yeah.
What?
Michael, you're looking so good and healthy. Wow. It's going to, like, come any day now, right?
Wait, do you get... I'm sorry, what's happening here?
You didn't remember, like, that you were pregnant?
Mike.
I'm not pregnant.
Mike, you're pregnant. Mike. You ate Chevy Thompson's cookie with the gold flakes in it. We told you, remember we sensed a demon and we found out you were pregnant.
Wait, because I ate
this
a cookie?
Yeah, it's your baby shower, baby.
Wait,
you have a demon in you.
I'm going to give birth to a demon. How is that even going to work? I don't have the parts.
Oh, it comes out your butthole.
I'm going to poop out a demon?
Dude, Mike, is it true that, like, I'm going to be a big brother? Like, is that true?
Yeah, like, same with me, dude. Am I going to be, like, a big freaking brother or something?
Are we
like,
be like,
what,
dude?
I mean,
that's crazy.
I mean, I don't have, like, a... Like, I'm putting on weight, but I'm not, like, pregnant.
No, like, Mike, that's, like, the baby weight, like... You're like a fit, strapping young man. Like, that's the baby, though.
So, lift your shirt up. I want to touch it and see if I can sense it and talk to it.
This seems inappropriate.
Lift it.
Your shirt up. Right.
Lift it.
All right.
Okay. Wow, God, you're so clammy. Ew. Why are you so clammy?
I had to walk all the way here.
It was
I'm
like
touching
a
it too.
2 foot walk.
It's humid outside.
Okay, wait, weren't you just having lunch at the other Chili's? Like, I don't, it's just the next door Chili's.
I was not that one, but the one next to that one.
Oh. Yeah, well, we're at Chili's number 3, so like it's not that far.
Yeah. I had chili at Chili's and it was really hot, so that's why I'm kind of sweating.
God. I get it. It's also because you're pregnant. Like, you've got, you know, you're walking for two now.
Oh, well, how do you guys, like, you
I
guys
feel
have
it. I feel it. Oh, my God. No, if I press just, down right here.
I think that's just gas.
Oh, from the chili. Oh, God.
From the chili. Yeah. How do you guys know I'm pregnant? Like, I haven't gotten an ultrasound or anything done. Yeah, why is Tucker just running back and forth?
Dude, so I'm going to freaking get you. I'm going to get you, Tucker. Let's play some tag, dude.
You're not going to get me. Oh, my God.
Yeah,
you're not going to get me.
I'm going to freaking get you,
you idiot. No, you're not.
What are you doing? Put your shirt on, Tucker. Dude, that's so weird.
No.
Okay, just ignore the prepubescent boys behind us, Michael. I need you to focus.
They're so cute, though.
Ew, gross. I'll forget you said that. Anyway, Michael.
Whatever.
So how do you guys know for sure that there's a demon in me? Did somebody do an ultrasound while I was sleeping? Like, who's, like, somebody's been coming into my house at night.
Okay.
We talked about this with the
okay.
sticky notes.
I'll take the dive. Okay, Mike, I recently downloaded this app on my phone, and yes, your cat door was open one night, so I crawled in and
Kyle door.
Used the app. Yeah, I used the Kyle door, and I just held my phone up to your little tum-tum while you were sleeping, and I clicked explore, and it said, yes, this guy's pregnant with a demon. So, like, it's technology, like Steve Jobs told me. And plus, we just, like, have another sense that you don't have. Like, I don't know why we have to explain ourselves all the time to you.
Oh, my God. Weird. Whoa, my God. There's twins. Wait, no. I'm sensing quadruplets. Michael, there's quadruplets in
what
here.
What are you talking? You're just rubbing the table in front of you.
I feel it. The other world is telling me that there are quadruplets in there.
Okay, now you're just licking the table.
Okay, Mike. Do you have a lie detector? Like, if what's the worst that's going to happen? Either you're... Like, if we're lying, like you think we are, like, okay, sorry to give you a bad afternoon. Or what if we're right and, like, all of a sudden you've got 4 little demon babies running around? Like, don't you want all this free swag we're about to hook you up with? Or is, like, our stuff not good enough?
Okay. So if I give birth to a demon, several demons, isn't that going to, like, kill me or something? Like, how does this work? Like,
no, they're just going to come out your butthole and it's going to feel like you ate a lot of Taco Bell that day. You're just going to have to get through it, bite down on something, and you're good to go.
And then what? I have to raise demons?
I mean, it depends on what kind you got pregnant with. Like, we'll probably find out when you give birth, but, like, they could be the kind that flies away. They could be the kind that, like, haunts you forever. They might eat you alive from
the
inside.
Are they going to, like, Charlotte's Web me where I die and then they, like,
they say some pig? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, Michael! Congratulations! Oh, my God, I had no idea you were pregnant. Like, oh, my God, like, what?
Honestly, I didn't think you would be this excited about this, because I feel like...
Well, you know, I've been feeding her a little bit. She was kind of anxious about coming here, so we just did a little bit at home, but... You know, Michael, I'm so excited that we can raise some young together, because I'm about to burst, too, you know?
Oh, my God, yeah, you look
you're
so
pregnant?
Fat. I mean, big. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Michael, why does it feel like I always tell you about my life? Remember at Southern Gyms, I stopped drinking the double vodka because I got another bun in the oven.
I thought you were talking about a literal bun.
Not gonna
attest
to that.
And you didn't want it to burn.
I mean, no, I don't want to burn the bun, correct? So here I am. But, you know, if you don't want our children to have play dates, that's fine. Everyone's entitled to their own
clan. You want your kids to have play dates with my potential demon children?
You think my children aren't demons?
Butterfly
oh boy.
She said it. Oh, my God, not me.
It's true.
Mine is too. Butterfly. Brad, put the knife down, Brad. You do not run with knives. Tucker, You put the knife down too. Jesus Christ. Oh my
That's
god.
That's a replica.
What? Did you just backtalk me?
Gotta go. Ugh.
Oh my god, that little shit. I swear to god, I hate him hanging out with my little Braddykins. My Braddykins is like the most innocent angel baby boy I've ever seen. And ever since he's been like hanging out with Tucker all the time, he's like running with knives and like talking about this like weird, like he was on St. James Street. And I was like, oh my god, are you like getting into drugs now? Which is why I'm like supporting Barbara in her initiative for the drug coalition. What?
Have you seen that he's got a sword now?
Oh yeah, because of Tucker. I swear to god, Tucker is such a bad influence. And I won't, I don't want to speak badly about a child, but oh, he's a little fucker.
Whoa.
You know, whoa. It's pretty weird though. Like I've talked to Stacy and Jonathan at the PTA meetings, and they seem like amazing people. I really don't know how Tucker got to be how he is. Maybe he is an alien boy like he claims. I don't know.
I'm so sick of it. But I'm not here to like crab about my life. I'm here to celebrate Mike and his miracle of life or lives, as I overheard Hannah saying that there's four in there. So congratulations. I can give you some of Brad's old baby clothes. I have saved every single piece of anything Brad has ever given me or had or anything. So like if you need any clothes, oh my god, I'm like here for you.
Weren't you dressing Brad in Vikings paraphernalia, the Minnesota Vikings? Isn't that Isn't that right? From ages 0 to 12, wasn't it only Minnesota Vikings?
He is only ever wearing that.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
He has an acquired taste, what can I say? Michael, I got you this present. It's kind of big and bulky, but here. Here you go. Oh, I want you to open it. Open it right in front of me. I want to see your reaction.
All right. I like to do it so I can like reuse the paper after.
Ah!
You guys are meant for each other.
I know. Shut up. Oh my god, stop.
I'm sorry.
Oh, wow. What a...
It's Guitar Hero 3!
It's Guitar Hero 3. Just the disc, too. It's not actually got the guitar part. It's just... Why is it so heavy? This is a very heavy game. Oh, it's full of cement. You filled the game with cement. It's like a joke.
Gotcha!
Well, thank you. I guess I can use this as like a paperweight or a doorstop or something. It's very heavy, though.
Hey, Michael, can I pull you aside? Can I take you aside for a moment?
Yeah, I'm going to go get a drink. Mike, what do you want? A double vodka? Just kidding, you can't. I'll get you a Shirley Temple sweetie pie. Clara, what would you like to drink? I'll go get you something.
Whiskey sour, thanks.
You got it, darling.
Are you pregnant? You
can't. Brad, put the fucking knife down!
All right, Mike. Yeah. Well, Tiff's away.
Is this a joke? Are you guys pranking me?
With love? Haha, sure. But if you mean Tiff's gift, so you remember how we had that whole Valentine's Day party? No, it was the St. Patrick's Day love fiasco.
Yeah, there's a weird crossover of holidays there.
I know. All the calendars in my house have just been ripped apart by those bastard children. Oh, by the way, well, we won't go there. But so
you don't know who the dads are?
It's Derek, but we got fake married. I was gonna keep that to myself, but
jeez.
Yeah, we're still not officially married.
Okay.
But that's something I got to deal with at a later date. You know, I just can't focus on that right now. We're still losing the house. So, but what I want to talk to you about, Michael, is since the St. Patrick's Day dating game, and you know how, do you remember how Tiff didn't choose you? I don't know if you remember that sick burn she made, but
yeah, that was kind of a twist. It wasn't really. Yeah. I'm fine. I'm okay with it.
Yeah, but she picked Jessel, right?
Yeah.
He hasn't come back. He said he was going to go to Siberia to work on some family matters, and it's been about 3 months, and he just hasn't come back. So she's a little not all there. So
okay, so that's why she's filling video game cases with cement?
Yeah, like she just needs... I think, honestly, what could maybe bring her back is... a date or something, just to feel loved again, Michael. So if you just want to lean in,
is this like, Mike's got demon babies because he ate a cookie that one time, and now this is really just to set me up with a date?
No, Mike, you're pregnant, and it's kind of weird to reject your unborn children so forcefully. Like,
I just don't
this.
Know. No, what, like, I don't know when it happened. Is the thing?
It's when you ate the cookie. Okay.
How did the cookie do that?
Chevy Thompson is a magician of a villain.
What, I hear my name? I hear my freaking name.
Why is he here? Why is he here? He just tried to rob a bank.
Heard my name being called.
Did you get arrested?
What?
Did you get arrested? Aren't I the sheriff now?
What?
No, Chevy never got arrested. I think they have Rose in captivity. I was talking to Sarah.
Oh, yeah, she's in the trunk of the car. Chevy, I'm the sheriff. I applied for that job. I'm the sheriff now.
All right, what, do you want me to bow down to you or some freaking shit like that?
Yeah, but I mean, like, you just...
Michael, just because you apply to a job doesn't mean you just get it. Yeah, did you get an interview or anything? You can't.
What, do you apply? No, but there's no one. Sheriff? There's no one else who works there. I applied, and Sarah left, so she just gave me the badge.
Okay, but if no one there who works there, then no one's there to approve your role. I'm just okay. I'll let you do what you think is right. It's a little assumptive to just. Oh, I'm
should
the
we make,
sheriff
should we
now.
Make, should we, hey, Southern Jim.
Yep.
Do you want to be the sheriff?
Oh, hold on a second. I just got my appetizer, my Southwestern egg rolls. Hold on. Oh,
I love those.
A little bit. Okay, hold on.
Don't rush, you know.
I'm so sorry. I don't mean to be rude. What were you saying?
Do you want to be the sheriff? I think we need some authority in this town to keep things in order, you know?
You know, Michael, I would absolutely love to, but I'm just, I am swamped on my tarantula farm right now. Completely. I had a little bit of an issue going on. I didn't know some of my tarantulas were pregnant, and let's just say I have an influx of about 600 new tarantulas. Those little suckers, they give birth to so many at one time, I can't even, it's crazy. So, you know, just a lot of diaper changing, a lot of late night, early morning feedings going on, a lot of burping. I'm just swamped. I'm sorry.
You know what I'll say is thank God you didn't just reject those babies before you had them.
Oh, absolutely
that would
not.
You know?
You like walk into a place and everyone's like, hey, you're pregnant, but you've got no reason to believe that you've done anything to make yourself pregnant, and you'd be like skeptical.
Listen,
too, right?
Michael, we told you why you were pregnant, and if you don't enjoy me and Monica's baby shower at Chili's, then you can just leave and we can party without you. We'll get drunk without the pregnant chick here. That's fine. Well, I mean, yeah. Aside from Clara. So like, that's fine.
You guys know I'm a man, right?
Okay,
yeah,
there's weirder things
that
have happened.
I know you're a man. Oh, but just because you're a man, you can't get infected with baby demons? Like, what puts you above? Oh, but like, women deserve this?
Yeah,
like,
what do women deserve to get pregnant with them? And you know what? You're not above demon pregnancy just because you have a different set of sexual reproductive organs, Michael. Listen, I have a very tilted uterus. It's almost,
yeah, me too.
It's on an angle, like a skateboarder going down a ramp and doing an ollie and a 360. It's just, it's so tilted. It's like, it's like a raven there. And
it's
I could still get pregnant with demon babies. Okay.
Yeah. Like my uterus, Michael, like my uterus is like backwards. Mm-hmm. Like it's basically
it's so backwards.
It's backwards, but it's like looking over its shoulder. So it's mm-hmm.
It's like
it's
doing
a cool
Vogue
pose.
Photo shoot.
It's voguing. Yeah. And it's like, you know, your uterus, Michael, is probably
I don't have a uterus.
I don't know. I mean, have you opened up your body before? Like,
open up
a
body.
You don't have
put
a
mirror down there.
Uterus.
That's what I do. I put a mirror down there and I just stare at that thing for hours. In hours.
Michael, can we just, I really think that we should just like play the first game, you know, just this.
All right. I do appreciate that you guys put together this party just for me.
Get down, Mariah Carey.
My
Jesus Christ.
Theoretical demon babies.
I just, let's just like relax. We can breathe. You might not feel it right now, but if you just like take a moment Breathe in. You might sense some of the crystal, some of the quartz, the rose quartz I placed around the restaurant, just to sort of like center our energy into a place where we can all relax and we can bring our core down to the earth, down to the lava. Okay.
Martha Stewart, put it down. You're not eating that steak tonight. You're going to get the fats.
Is this part of the game? Is this the game?
No.
No, sorry. No. That's just Barbara.
This is just us coming back to a plane of reality focused on love, newborn life, and the joys associated with raising demons, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Take my hand. I'm going to bring you over to the, it's right next to the bathrooms, but we set up a really fun game. It's called Pin the Tail on the Demon Baby.
Oh my God, so, I can't wait. Come on, everybody, let's head over.
Yeah, okay. It's got a tail. So, okay, here's a little baby blanket that we're going to tie around your eyes. This is a gift, Michael, this little baby blanket. It's made out of spider silk from Southern Jim's Farm.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's okay. It's actually worth $2,000. Really soft. So
$2,000. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh wow. It's high quality. Yeah,
okay. It's great as toilet paper. Also, I've used it as toilet paper a few times. It washes out easily.
Yeah.
You reuse your toilet paper?
Yeah, I used that blanket as my toilet paper, but then I washed it.
This one?
Yes.
Do we have any? Is there anything?
Anyway,
else around?
Wrap it around his head, Monica. Eye. Wrap it really tight around his head.
Okay, that's really ow.
So we're gonna put this on you. It's a gift. You're welcome. And then we're gonna. Okay, so in your hand, here's a little fake tail.
Where?
It's. I'm putting it in your hand right now. Okay.
Where are you?
Does it matter where I am?
I get nervous when
Michael, shut the fuck up and let them do the game.
Okay. I have it out.
Yeah. So that's the pin. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
So hold that part out. I'm going to, okay, my hands are on your shoulders. Do you feel me? Do you feel where I probably am?
Yes.
Maybe,
yeah.
I'm directly in front of you.
Okay.
So if you can
do
sense.
I pin it now?
No, out.
Oh, sorry.
Oh my God, you got her on the boob.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
This is weird.
Do you want me to never mind.
No, it was an honest mistake. Okay, so Michael.
Is this the game?
Well, that part wasn't
okay.
The game, but in essence, yes, you will be pinning this tail, not to my breast, but to a demon baby that's on the wall, okay?
Okay, so where's the wall? Can you show me?
Spin him around.
No, that's the
puke.
Point. Thank you, Barbara. You're right. Okay, Michael, we're just going to do this. I'm going to spin you around three times. You're going to try to pin it, okay? Boom. Boom.
Oh my God!
All right, have
so
at
exciting.
It!
Oh my God, get it, Mike! Oh my God, get it, Mike!
Is it okay? I'm walking.
Ow! Oh my Michael!
Sorry. All right, is it over here? Oh, ow!
No, dude, that was my freaking foot, man!
Oh,
ow, dude!
Okay.
Keep going, Michael.
Is it this way? Oh no, this, all right, it feels warm.
Oh, what the heck? That was my head.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Dude.
I'm sorry. Hold
freaking
on.
Dude.
I think it's over this way. I think I've got it. Am I getting warmer? Am I getting warmer?
Should we just let him walk into the kitchen? He's about to walk into the kitchen.
Honestly, I think he just needs to like find a little space because he's really not taking this well.
He's not taking the pregnancy well. Guys, everybody who came, thank you guys so much for coming. We had no idea that he was going to react to his pregnancy the way that he did. He's clearly not accepting of the beautiful gifts that he's been giving from our Dark Lord and Savior. Sometimes it takes a while for people to accept the beautiful gift. So maybe when he sees and looks into their multiple eyes and horns for the first time, maybe he'll fall in love then. But until then, we all need to support him. Oh, he came back.
I was in the kitchen and
yeah.
Okay, I put my hand on the stove. It was really
oh God,
really hot.
Your hand is.
And I accidentally
stabbed your hand
stabbed
is pussing. Your hand
yeah,
is
it's
pussing.
It's okay. I'll just put some. Bandages on it.
Okay.
Accidentally stabbed the cook.
Okay.
That's so, okay. He deserves it. I have a history with him.
Hold on. Is that it?
Oh my God.
My God. My ass. Oh, Jesus. Michael.
You got
oh
Barbara.
My God.
Jesus.
Hey, you guys didn't even put up like a poster or anything.
Well, no, we wanted you to find the poster. The poster is in your heart. And well, now it's in my ass. Somebody pull it out. Tucker, pull it out.
But you're like a grown mom, like a woman.
Tucker, pull it out. It's nothing weird. You're just at ass level. Nobody else is at ass level the way you are. Tucker.
Miss Barbara. Tucker. I just can't go back to juvie.
You're not going to go back to juvie. I'm giving you permission to pull it out of my ass. I can't do it. If I see blood, I faint.
Okay. Just give me a second. Okay, oh my God. Everyone in this room, I would just like to make it clear. Mm-hmm. This older, haggard woman gave me permission to
I'm not
to
that
remove...
old, Tucker. It's hurtful.
Okay, just look in the mirror for once. But so all I'm saying is that I got permission from this old bag to remove this tail. So if I touch her butt, I'm truly not trying,
Tucker,
okay?
Tucker, wait. Dude, before you pull it out, dude. Hold on. Wait, I'm just whispering this in your ear, dude.
Okay, what? Tell me, Brian.
Get a little pinch in there before you pull it out. She probably wouldn't even freaking feel it, dude. Just like pinch it, dude.
I'm gonna.
It's okay because I'm 18, so it's like not weird. But,
dude, I'm gonna like at the same time that I like pull it out, I'm gonna have my index finger. I'm gonna have. Okay, so Brad, you know how I have like two hands, right?
Yeah, I'm familiar with that, dude.
So with my right hand, I'm going to use my thumb and my index finger to put on the tail. And at the same time, I'm going to use my thumb and index finger on my left hand to put at the base of the pin, which is actually on her butt. And I'm going to pinch both at the same time. So she's going to think it's just me removing the tail, but like it's actually me touching like a woman's butt.
Dude, that's freaking awesome. Tucker, pull it out right now.
Okay, sorry. Can you just please sign this consent form?
All right. Done. Please, it's killing me. Thank you, Michael.
Okay, everybody. I'm just doing a medical tactic.
Jesus. Not the first time I had a needle in my ass in one of these stupid baby showers.
Brad, look.
Really? What did?
Pinch!
Oh, my God. Jesus Christ. It's bleeding everywhere. Okay. I'm going to need to go address this. We need to go. Oh my God, Barbara, do you want me to like come and like help you clean up in the bathroom? Get the hell away from me, Tiffany. The last thing I need, Tiffany, is you in my face. Oh my God, okay, I'm so sorry. I was like,
Hi everyone, sorry I'm late. Sarah here. Oh wow, Barbara, that's a lot of blood coming out of your asshole. Do you need me to help? Because I'm
it's not coming out of the asshole itself. Nurse. It's not my anal cavity. It's the left ass cheek in particular. All right, well, it's just gushing.
I'm a healthcare worker, so it looks very close to your asshole, so I'm pretty concerned. Please come into the Chili's bathroom with me.
This is also not the first time that somebody has tried to get me into the Chili's bathroom during a stupid baby shower, but you know what? It's all I can do right now. I'll go with you. Jesus
Christ. It's for your own asshole health. Please, come on. Let's go. Thank you.
Well, that was weird. Hey, Clara.
Yeah, how was that, Michael?
That was interesting. I have a question. What's it like when your water breaks?
Oh my God.
Michael.
Okay, Michael, when your water
breaks... A lot of water came out of my butt just now.
Yeah. So did you ever do the ice bucket challenge back when that was a thing, but it was really cold water? So imagine that, but it was someone... spilling a really gross hot tub that 20 people have already been inside, and it smells a little bit like human flesh.
That's
so.
What's happening right now.
Michael, oh my God, the babies are coming right now. Everybody, let's he's gonna have to have this baby on the Chili's table. I'm gonna clear off this table.
Clear
right
the
now.
Table.
Waitress, I need you to help clear off the table, please. Clear off the table. I do not get paid enough
just,
for this.
I just moved everything off, okay? Okay. I just, everything, it's okay. on
can
the
get,
freaking
can
floor.
Can we get Tucker and Brad out of here or something? Like, I don't want
to. Dude, I want to freaking watch The Miracle of Life. Are you kidding me? I've always wanted another sibling.
Mike, like, we're the mid-brothers, okay? Like, we're going to be here to help.
We're going
to
help you. We're going to help you, dude. We're going to help you through
just
this.
Just, like.
Hold your hand.
Breathe, okay?
Oh I'm freaking out. Vanessa, get me out of here right now. I can't even say this. I'm going to freaking faint. Oh, my God. Okay. I'm getting him onto the table right now. Okay. I'm gonna pour this. I'm gonna pour this cup of water on you. Ready? Did that do anything? I don't know. I've never.
Why is it?
It was hot. Hannah? It was hot. I'm sorry. Yes.
Hannah, I have an idea.
Okay.
Okay. I know that Michael's really concerned about his butthole. So, like, what if we can just like put our hands on his tummy and like bring the essence of the demons
push
out?
It down.
Like,
I don't push it down.
Well, no, I'm saying, like, bring the essence of the demons out through his skin so he doesn't have to feel punctured.
Wait,
like,
Monica, you know who'd be good for this? It's that old dude who's possessing your body.
Frankie Jumpums?
I bet you Frankie Jumpums has experience with this.
Hold on, let me tap in.
Hi, sorry, I was just reading the newspaper, the ghost newspaper. What's going on?
Oh, God.
Frankie.
Oh, there's a pregnant man in front of me. Oh, quadruplets. Wow, what a busy boy.
Oh,
I can help.
Oh, wait, our bag came out.
No, no.
Okay. It's already out. Oh, God. Wow. It looks like Baby Yoda if it had four heads and just made
of
teeth.
Oh, my God. It's beautiful.
Why does it have so many teeth?
It's so beautiful, it's just, Michael.
Oh, God, there's so much blood.
No,
oh, my
no.
God, I'm going to pass out.
You're okay. Everyone, please calm down. This is a beautiful miracle.
Michael, I am here for you if you need anything. Oh.
I think he's passed out.
Oh, he's definitely.
He probably just needs a nap, though, like.
Yeah.
Here, maybe someone should go get Sarah. I'm sure Barbara's asshole is like not as important as Mike right now. I'll go get her. Okay, I'll be right. Let me trot off.
Okay. Michael, are you still? Hey, are you still there? Hello.
Michael, I'm here. It's me, Sarah.
Oh, hey, Sarah.
Okay, I'm splashing some beef broth on your face. Come back. Come back to us.
Were we recording this?
Yeah, I think you have your recording equipment still running. Why?
Okay, I'm just gonna go to bed for a little bit.
Wait, okay, I'll take the baby. Oh my God, the baby's flying off. The baby's flying off. Oh my God, it's hitting all the lights. Oh, did everybody get down? It has wings already. I did not anticipate it to have wings at such a young age. Usually they come in at 4 months, but everybody get down. Oh my God, it's swiping at us. It's trying to bite.
Dude, oh my God, baby's got like four middle fingers.
Dude,
what?
This is freaking rad. It's like the brother I've always wanted, dude. Oh my God. Oh my God.
It's like our little brother's flipping us off, though.
Oh my God. There's a huge hole that is coming out of the ground right now. I think it's the Dark Lord. I think he's coming to get his child. Oh my God.
Oh my God. Crap.
Okay.
Crap.
Everybody
crap,
make
crap.
Way for the giant hole that is coming out. He's
yeah, run
it's
back
our
up.
Dark Lord and Savior. I am not worthy.
The one true father.
Oh my God. Oh my God, it just flew down into the hole and he collected it and now the hole is gone. Wow. And just like that, the miracle
Damn!
Of life.
Whoa, that was like the craziest stuff, and like
dude,
I've seen so many like video games and horror
big,
movies
dude, I've,
and
like played
weird
Doom
stuff,
and I've played dude. Like Halo and shit, and that was like I've just like Doom, dude.
I've like been on E-Bomb's World, and like I've like seen Tub Girl, and like I've
oh, dude,
like
Tub Girl, yeah, she's just, hot.
It's just like so crazy. Like what?
Anyway, guys, I think the concern should be Mike. Are you okay?
Well, wait, no. The concern is, like, how are we going to split this check, though?
Oh. Well, I didn't order anything, so I don't think it's fair that I should have to pay for anything. I just got a water because nothing here is good enough.
I got a water with lemon, but, like, I don't think they charge for the lemon. I don't know.
Mike?
Is there lemon on the bill?
Mike, did you bring your card?
Yeah.
Mike? Oh my God, he's so passed out. I'm just going to check for a wallet, though, like real quick. I'm just going to.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, okay. I see a credit card.
Wait, is there cash in there? I'm just curious. Like, what does he carry on?
There's just card. I took him as just a card, dude. No cash. Hey, everybody. Dinner's on Mike tonight, guys.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thank Thank you, Michael.
Thank you, Michael.
That's so nice of you. I am eating for two.
Really, really proud of you, Mike, that you gave birth and then you accepted the fact that your baby can't be raised here on Earth because it is a Dark Lord descendant and it needs to be raised down in hell. So thank you for your sacrifice for our Dark Lord and Savior.
Mike, it's just like I know that you're passed out, but I just kind of, Hannah, is it just me? Like, is he unappreciative? Like, should
a little unappreciative?
Should we be offended?
A little unappreciative, but
I spent like $30 on this party.
Yeah, I spent $29 on it.
My asshole is still bleeding. Do you think that somebody could call for help? Because it has not stopped gushing blood, please.
All right. Barbara, we talked about this. You have hemorrhoids.
It's bleeding everywhere.
I understand. You need to continue wearing tampons in your butthole, and that should clear it right up. All right, well, looks like everyone left.
What I missed?
Oh, Mike, I forgot you hadn't left yet. I just, honestly, you look like a centerpiece at this point.
Okay.
Congratulations on having a baby. I'm sorry you couldn't keep it, but I'm sure the Dark Lord will be a far, far better father. Just because, you know, you're always, you know.
I'm gonna go home.
Wow, you're walking already. You look great.
I'm gonna crawl to the car. It's fine.
Okay. Well, congratulations. Oh, I actually wanted to tell you.
What?
I did fill in. I do a part-time job as the mayor sometimes, and I saw your application. I saw your application, and yes, you are the new sheriff. So congratulations on that. Here's your little badge. Stick.
Oh, ow.
Sorry.
Hey, is Chevy Thompson still here?
Wait, y'all, I heard my name being... Hello?
I heard my name Chevy being called.
Chevy Thompson, go to jail. You're under arrest.
Are you freaking kidding me? You'll never catch me!
Oh, he just zoomed away.
You'll never freaking catch me!